From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Anyone who's ever had chicken pox can develop the painful disease called shingles. Around 1 million Americans a year do. But there's hope. In today's New England Journal of Medicine, researchers are reporting that an experimental vaccine cuts the risk. NPR's Richard Knox has details.
Allie Clark Simpson of Franklin, Kentucky, got chicken pox when she was 8 years old. That was in 1917. She recalls chicken pox was no big deal.
I hardly knew I had them. Just one little place that broke out. And I remember what my mother done. She washed it, that lye soap. Because that's back years ago. She just washed it in lye soap. It just got well right straight.
But many years later, the chicken pox virus came back to plague Allie Simpson.
I had a good, healthy life till I had the shingles when I was 90. That's been nearly 6 years ago, and it was horrible. It just got itchy, and you just had to claw all the time. It just hurt and itched, and you couldn't be still, you couldn't sit still for hurting.
The pain of shingles is something most people never know and don't appreciate. Stephen Tiering of the University of Texas in Houston knows. He's treated thousands of people with shingles. He says the pain is in the same league as childbirth and heart attacks.
Veterans of various wars have told me it's more painful than their bullet wounds or shrapnel wounds. But perhaps the most memorable statement is an elderly lady who told me that she had had 11 children and then shingles. She said, "I'd rather have 11 more children than having shingles again."
Victims often describe it as like a burning hot poker, a knife twisted in the flesh, or buckets of fire. Worst of all, in some people like Allie Simpson, the pain can linger for months or years. Michael Oxman of the VA San Diego Healthcare System tested the new shingles vaccine. He says some people are literally imprisoned by the disease.
There are people, as we speak now, who are sitting at home, trapped in their house or their apartment because they can't put a shirt on. Just the touch of the shirt is just too uncomfortable to bear.
To test the new vaccine, Oxman and his colleagues recruited nearly 39,000 people over 60 who never had shingles. Half got a single shot of the experimental vaccine. After several years,
we reduced the occurrence of shingles, the incidence of shingles, by 51%. And those who were vaccinated but got shingles had their severity of shingles markedly reduced.
On top of that, the number of vaccinated people who had long-lasting post-shingles nerve pain like Allie Simpson's was reduced by two-thirds. Side effects were rare and mild. The vaccine is similar to one already used in children, but the adult version needs to be stronger. It's under review by the Food and Drug Administration. A decision might come early next year. Again, the VA's Michael Oxman.
If this vaccine were deployed in everybody in the United States who's 60 years of age or over, you would expect to have over 250,000, over 250,000 fewer cases of shingles. And then in the other 250,000, there'd be a marked reduction in their severity.
Oxman says his phone has been ringing off the hook since researchers told study participants who got the placebo that they could get free vaccine. Merck, which sponsored the study, won't say how much the vaccine will cost, but even if it's affordable, Stephen Tiering, the Houston specialist, is more skeptical than Oxman that seniors will clamor for a shot to prevent shingles.
I wonder if very many people over age 50 or 60 can be convinced to get vaccinated against shingles, when in many cases their own grandchildren are not receiving the vaccines that are recommended.
Still, doctors are intrigued. Just imagine, one specialist says, a vaccine against chronic pain. Richard Knox, NPR News.